This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2007. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 8th, Alaska, Argentina, Bangladesh, Canada, China, Cuba, Europe, Germany, Iceland, India, Kurdistan, Northern Mariana Islands, Oman, Palau, Peru, Romania, Spain, Tajikistan, Tibet, Turkey, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, last week we were wondering what frequency the English hour at 14 UT from KNLS Alaska is really on. 11760 as in their own website, or 11670 as registered. Well, I kept trying to hear it, and finally, by November 6th, I could barely recognize the KNLS interval signal at 14 UT, introducing its English hour, yes, on 11670. But very poor reception, and that frequency, that band is far too high for reliable propagation to the east or the west, where it's aimed during the long, dark, cold winter night. Or the Argentina relay in Spanish, WRMI, had planned to use 6060 at the new time of 01 UT. That's on a frequency, a legacy frequency, formerly used direct from Argentina itself. This was possible because Radio Havana Cuba left 6060 several months ago. But the question is, would they resume using it in the new season? WRMI went ahead and changed the interim frequency 5800 to 6060. But at first, the Rye Spanish hour was replaced by music. However, as of UT November 8th, I'm actually hearing it at 01 on 6060. But there was a bit of a problem. Cuba was on 6060 before midnight UT when I checked previously. And in fact, their new B19 schedule, which Wolfgang Büschel has obtained from Arnie Coro, shows they do indeed plan to use 6060 from Cuba between midnight and 07 UT. However, their new schedule is not expected to go into effect fully until as late as November 18th. So something will have to give on 6060 between WRMI, Argentina, and Cuba. Bangladesh Bitar on 4750, reported by Ron Howard, California, at Asidomar State Beach. Heard November 2nd at 11:17 until off at 11:50 UT. He says a very rare day with them carrying their home service, playing subcontinental music and singing as if in Bangla. And then at 11:23, call to prayer, which was just after their local sunset, and there was almost no interference from China at this time. But then at 12:19, the start of their test tone for the normally carried external service, 12:27, it will signal on 12:30 into English, but it was unreadable. Anyhow, Ron says the hum that was formerly on 4750 from BB was fixed quite a while ago. There's no hum, at least currently. However, a log from Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal dated November 1st of 4750 at 1617 to 1634 in Bengali, he says there may have been news at 1630 after a time signal, and terrible modulation, although it wasn't quite so bad during music. Time signals from CHU Canada are normally audible both day and night on 7850, but I was not hearing any signal at all at various times both day and night, November 5th and 6th. I wonder what happened. It so happens this coincided with the 80th anniversary of the National Research Council of Canada time signal, per a story from newswire.ca via Mike Cooper. Richard Langley of New Brunswick refers us to the website of the National Research Council of Canada, which has a CHU page showing the system status of all three frequencies. It goes back every day for the past month, and indeed it says for 7850 offline since October 28th, at 17 UT. And he contacted an NRC officer in charge of the transmitters, who replied on November 7th, I've had a series of problems with both the main and backup 7850 transmitters, and now possibly with the antenna system. Due to other commitments and bad weather, that signal is still off the air. I will probably not get it back up this week. I am hoping for early next week. Meanwhile, we can still hear, propagation permitting, CHU on their other frequencies, 3330 at least at night, and 14670 at least in the daytime. Oh, that website, if you want to check out their status, starts out with nrc.canada.ca. Lately, as of November 7th, the China Plus English relay via Cuba at 14 to 16 UT on 11880 has improved its modulation, but you can never expect that to continue. Meanwhile, the former frequency, 11880, also has CRI in English, I've noticed, but a much weaker signal. You can hear it there 1 second before it gets to Cuba. That transmitter site is Kashgar, East Turkestan, the land of Uyghur brainwashing. Another new frequency for the B season of China English relays via Cuba is 6180 at 01 UT, replacing 9580. Wolfgang Büschel and I have been hearing it. You never know whether it'll be overmodulated or undermodulated or just right. Anyhow, beware of Brazil, which occasionally comes up on that frequency instead of 11780. For Radio Havana, Cuba, we are in an extended period of confusion, more than usual, because Arne Coro says his new B-19 schedule does not go into effect fully until the 18th of November, but some frequency changes and time changes have already been made due to the clock changes in Cuba or other reasons. French is still on the new schedule at times, but Jean-Michel Aubier in France is not hearing it when it should be, and he's afraid French has been dropped from the RHC schedule. Possibly this could coincide with the ascension of someone from the French service to become the director of RHC, as I heard mentioned on one of their programs. The first English broadcast of the day has indeed gone 1 hour later at 20 UT. It had been on 15140, and that has come and gone and come and gone and come again, and also part of the time also on 15370. The new schedule shows it's supposed to be on 15140. The next broadcast had been at 23 UT, nominally for Africa, on 7380. As has happened in previous seasons, instead of going 1 hour later, that one has shifted 1 hour earlier. Even though there's no DST to speak of in Africa, 7380 with English at 22 UT. However, one day it was missing, just as well, because there was a very strong signal from Radio Marti during that hour only, adjacent on 7375. The next day, Cuba was back. However, their new schedule shows that transmission at 22 is ultimately going to be back on 11880. For evening English broadcast to North America, we may expect them to start at 01 UT, but for sure the schedule shows them starting at 02 on 6000 and 6165. I have been hearing them running past 07, that is, all the way until 08 UT on one or two frequencies on the 6 MHz band, but we're not sure that's going to continue that final hour. More anomalies concerning 15370. Some days that has been on during all or part of the English hour at 20 UT, besides 15140. And on one day only, November 6th, I heard 15370 on very early in the mornings instead of being an afternoon frequency only. At that time it was on instead of 15140 in Spanish, such as November 5th. Quite an uproar in Europe over the sudden disappearance of Longwave 183 kHz, Europe number 1, as of November 1st, reported at the WRTH FB by Idun Ritz, originating with a listener in Belgium. No reason was given initially by the station. Gaetan Tessonneau contacted someone at the station who said, "We are currently testing our longwave transmitter." He says, in short, the test consists of measuring reactions of listeners to see if they are still listening to 183 in order to possibly drop the power or delete that program. So send them an email if you want 183 to be maintained. In the British DX Club, Christian Gibaudeau in Nice, France, says there's a good explanation. Europe 1 will start nationwide DAB Plus from 2020. They plan to reduce power on 183 to finance DAB+, and invite listeners to tune in on FM or Internet. But there's a bright side. Noel Green in Northwest England says now that Europe 1 is taking a rest, the Icelandic station on 189 kHz is heard more clearly, even though it's on the west coast, peaking to fair strength around 0730 UT. Kai Ludwig in Germany says it looks as if the intent is to leave the transmitter off unless they would lose too many listeners. 183 just barely escaped closure already in 2015. But after all this, Gaetan Dessonneau reports, Europe 1 did turn 183 back on as of November 4th. We were getting concerned because Hamburger Local Radio in Germany had not been heard for the past 2 weekends on any of its 3 frequencies, including any of the scheduled World of Radio broadcasts. Yet we had no reply from them about what the problem was. I checked the website and it said their chief editor is seriously ill, but did not name him. I asked Wolfgang Büschel if he could find out more, and he did get a reply from someone who does a program at the station, Peter Maywald, in translation. The reasons are that our editor, Michael Kittner, is very seriously ill, and so shortwave, unfortunately, cannot be served. We ask your understanding of the circumstances. Well, we certainly do, and we wish Michael Kittner the best for a recovery. For the new season, All India Radio has reactivated 9690 for the English sesquiar of the General Overseas Service starting at 1330 UT. It's aimed at Southeast Asia, but we can hear it somewhat over here, especially since Spain does not open the same frequency now until 1500. On November 6th, I heard them urging that listeners check out their brand new website, which also offers streaming, airworldservice.org. Now about trying to hear Radio Japan, which still has only 3 English broadcasts left on shortwave. The 14 UT half hour is on 6165 from Uzbekistan, certainly no good over here, and 11925, which it now seems certain is coming from the UAE and not from Palau, which has closed down. Also a very poor signal here, and it's slightly off frequency. Our other chance is 05 UT when there are 3 frequencies in English from 3 sites. 6155 via Austria is about the same here. It's not too good, but readable on good nights. And the same as 7410, which is via France. Also scheduled, but not propagating here, is 9860 via Vatican. If you don't mind listening in Japanese instead, there's still the transmission from France to the Caribbean and Mexico, shunning the USA, but close enough on 6105, between 02 and 04 UT. I've also been hearing Radio Japan in Japanese on 9890 with a surprisingly good signal at 2224 UT, November 2nd. This is listed as direct from Yamata, Japan, and aimed away from us. It's so strong, equivalent to something from Europe or Madagascar, but I still suspect it is really a relay. The Kurdo-Turco radio war continues, mostly on 11540 or nearby frequencies on the 25-meter band when we check around 14 or 15 UT. That is Denge Weylat, transmitted from Bulgaria, France, or Pridnestrovia, hit by a jammer from Turkey, the Emirler site otherwise used by the Voice of Turkey. Much of the time, they are on the same frequency, colliding directly as intended. There's a new higher frequency which has appeared, however, 15175. That's been monitored earlier when we're not likely to hear it, but heard in Europe by Noel Green in England. He says it's difficult to separate the 2 stations, November 1st from 1045 past 1100, and heard on November 2nd from 0800, still going past 1130, with Denge Weylat on top of the Turkish station much of the time. Via international vacuum, internet, MF, HF, VHF, and SHF, World of Radio 2007. A non-commercial program accompanied by our non-commercial publication, DX Listening Digest, and website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks for financial support this week from Ron Howard in California, who says, "You are the bedrock of our hobby," who sent a generous donation to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. One may also contribute, not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. The U.S. AGM transmitter on Saipan in the Northern Mariana Islands is typically inexact in frequency. Within a few minutes on November 4th, I measured two of them as follows. 9985.035 at 1356, a song in English, but that was during VOA's Korean service, scheduled all the way from 13 until 22 UT. And at 1347, I measured 11855.036 with a South Asian discussion about Pakistan and Kashmir, and then something in English about the same. That is scheduled as Radio Free Asia in Tibetan during that hour only. So those were 1 hertz apart offset. Actually, within the margin of error, they could have been the same offset. Ivo Ivanov, observer in Bulgaria, has been trying to put together some kind of a schedule for Radio Sultanate of Oman, which is very irregular. As of November 5th, he notes that it's not heard on the previous frequency used during the A season 9620 between 14 and 22 UT, nor on 15140 as used a year ago. However, he did find a new frequency, slightly different, 15145 in Arabic, heard at 1025 and 1310 on November 5th. About T8WH Palau being closed down, the World Harvest Radio Relay, as we first mentioned last week, people started checking their scheduled frequencies, such as 9930, and there was World Harvest Radio. On November 1st, Jean-Michel Aubier recorded it at 1200 UT, but the ID was for Cypress Creek. Apparently WHRI had taken over that transmission, although it could hardly expect the same coverage into Asia as the Palau station had. So beware. At first, people were thinking that Palau was still on the air, but it must have been really WHRI. Stephen Luce in Houston comments, "The World Harvest Radio website no longer shows the Palau transmitter site or frequencies. Family Broadcasting Corporation, the former LaCie Broadcasting, recently sold some U.S. TV stations, which made me wonder if they were scaling back on broadcast operations in favor of becoming a program production and distribution company. It would not shock me if we see the demise of WHRI in the not-too-distant future." About the Radio Dharma Peru testing a new transmitter 4 times the power of the old one, that is, 2 kilowatts instead of 0.5 kilowatt, Bruce Churchill in California reports on 4774.9. November 2nd, from TuneIn at 2228, Peruvian folk music, frequent announcements and IDs in Spanish, and the choir singing Ave Maria at 2259, ID and frequencies at 2301. He was listening, as he so often does, via a remote receiver, this time in Western Iceland, producing almost armchair quality signal with a SINPO of 444 with some CODAR interference. He says this must be the new 2 kilowatt transmitter, considerably improved signal from previous logging on October 19th at 2320. But it was mixing with Congonhas, Brazil. Today, that's not audible past 2300. For quite some time, at least one frequency has been missing from scheduled broadcasts of Radio Romania International. At least one of the transmitters must be off. And now we have the official word on that from a tweet of RRI, dated November 4th via Alan Pennington in the British DX Club. It says, "One of the 5 shortwave transmitters that beam our broadcast is not working in Chiganeshchi. It's still out of work. Our broadcast service provider, Radiocom, has said it'll take up to several months to replace the broken component." So another shortwave transmitter in Galbeni has been required and has been repaired and is currently working. Due to the failure of the transmitter in Chiganeshchi, the digital broadcasting DRM of some programs in English, French, German, and Russian has also been disturbed. Tune in to our shortwave broadcast on the 2nd frequency listed on our schedule. We usually have at least two frequencies to one target area. Plenty of just barely audible transatlantic medium wave carriers are detected here in deep North America in our evenings, but it's hard to hear any audio. In this case, I did get a bit of audio. It's on 774 kHz from RNE1 in Spain, November 4th at 0554, past 0630. They have a time signal on the half hour, which really stands out, and I could hear some Castilian intonation, talk, and music during that half hour. This frequency is occupied by synchronized transmitters of that network in Spain. In fact, the only signals in Western Europe, eight of them ranging from 100 kilowatts in Valencia down to 10 kilowatts at four other locations, all adding up to 270 kilowatts. And I was also hearing a beat, so at least one of them must be slightly off frequency. 774 is just about the best split around here, since we have nothing big on 770, but there was plenty of splash from WBBM 780. Good luck to you if you're not too close to Chicago or New York. Very subject to change in exact details, but as of November 3rd, Ivo Ivanov provides the schedule of Voice of Tibet via Dushanbe, Tajikistan, a 100 kilowatt transmitter with an angle of 131 degrees. They have some Chinese language programming, but these are all in Tibetan, between the hours of 1230 and 1400 UT. They keep changing frequencies, and they're all split frequencies, not ending in 0 or 5, which helps to identify what's happening. I'll just mention all the ones he lists without the exact times, which have probably changed. 9899, 9886, 9876, 9884, 9814, 9876. Those last two were on at the same time, between 1335 and 1400. Here's an intriguing item from Ben Cobb, both of whose names have double letters, Toggle HF Station Extended. The FCC has extended the license for WI2XAJ, one of the mysterious high-power experimental shortwave stations believed to be engaged in futures market trading. It provides a link to the FCC announcement about this. License to Toggle Communications, LLC. Its transmission facilities are in Chicago, New York, and Seattle. Toggle's only contact of record is its Washington, D.C. lawyer at mintz.com, Laura Stephanie. Stations in the experimental radio service are licensed for limited periods for the duration of a scientific research project and are not normally intended to generate revenue. Because the FCC has withheld most of the data on this station from public inspection, we don't know if Toggle is exempt from such limitations. WI2XAJ was first authorized in 2015 and is now permitted to continue until November 2021. What's the frequency, Kenneth? Seems to me this is ripe for a Freedom of Information request. Here's a sad note from Brian Miller, K9RA of Wheaton, Illinois. I'm sorry to report the passing of my good friend Jim Miller, no relation, W4JR of Rockford, Illinois, on October 28th. Jim was 97 and a World War II veteran. He was a communications officer and worked in North Africa building systems and erecting towers for guiding aircraft to Europe. After the war, Jim worked all over the world for the VOA, and became engineering manager of the Voice of America in Washington. He had worked all countries as a ham and had many, many interesting stories to tell about the growth years of VOA. About World of Radio scheduling, remember, due to some time shifts, our first broadcast on WRMI is now Friday at 23 UT on 9955. I hope our second broadcast is still on three frequencies and still at 0130 UT Saturday, 5010, 5850, and 7780. On Saturdays, there are three chances, the latest edition to WRMI, 1300 UT on 15770. And from WA0RCR, 1860 AM in Wentzville, Missouri, if you're close enough, the first broadcast is 2030 UT Saturdays, that is 2:30 p.m. Central, and the repeat is nominally at 10:15 p.m. Central Time. However, last week we started 15 minutes early, so we were already over by 10:30 Central. That is now by Universal Time, 04:15, give or take. But tune in early, just in case. There's a new time for World of Radio on our big signal across Western Europe, thanks to IRRS on 7290. Monday at 18:59 UT. I didn't hear it start, but judging from when it ended, it may have started a minute early. And as Alan Rowe and Alan Gale in England have noticed, fragments of World of Radio have also been appearing during the 19 to 20 UT hour on other days of the week on 7290. Apparently about half of World of Radio filling otherwise unoccupied slots. The Jazz, Saturday at 1900 and Sunday at 1945. Our late Sunday evening broadcasts have also switched to one UT hour later. 0400 UT Monday, more or less, on Area 51 via WBCQ 5130 and followed at 0430 UT Monday on WRMI 9955. Nothing heard this week on 9330 from WBCQ, World's Last Chance Radio. However, Ivo Ivanov says yet another new schedule has been registered, a 24-hour schedule as of November 7th. This time, it's only on 9330, no longer planning to use any higher frequencies. 500 kilowatts for most transmissions, but some of them cut to only 250. So if they ever get this going, 24/7, here's the language lineup and the azimuths and times and targets. I'll just give the start time. There's usually a scheduled 3-minute break before the top of the hour for changes. At 2300, 500 kilowatts, 175 to South America in Portuguese. At 01, 250 kilowatts, 270 degrees to Mexico in English. At 04, 500 kilowatts, 70 degrees to Near and Middle East in Arabic. At 05, 270 degrees, 250 kilowatts, Mexico in English. At 09, 500 kilowatts, 76 degrees, North Africa in Portuguese. At 10, 500K, 76 degrees, North Africa, Spanish. At 11, 500K, 180 degrees to Caribbean in Spanish. At 1300, 250K, 180 degrees to Central America in Spanish. At 14, 250K, 300 degrees to Canada in English. At 16, 500K, 57 degrees to Northwest Europe in English. At 18, 500K, 54 degrees to Western Europe in German. And from 19 until 23, 500K, 81 degrees to Northwest Africa in Arabic. Do check our website, worldofradio.com, for links to a new edition for the new season of Alan Rowe's hit list of links to shortwave stations. The Propagation Outlook from Boulder, issued November 4th. Geomagnetic field activity expected to reach G1 minor storm levels November 21st, with ANK indices peaking at 25 and 5. Meanwhile, solar flux expected to dip to 67 between November 10th and 19th, back up to 71 starting November 22nd. And so concludes another World of Radio, number 2007. Glenn Hauser here, hoping you found it informative. And we'll make a point of hearing me again next week when I conclude with a standard disclaimer. I say again, standard disclaimer.